is super wonderful. We have one more storyteller tonight. He is, I don't know, this is a stretch, but you know what? I'm going to say it. You're the designer of the Nerdalogs. This gentleman created the Nerdalogs 6 years ago, asked me to be a part, and I don't know, it's been pretty wonderful. So let's hear from Mr. Kevin Reeder.
Practice makes perfect. If that is true, then what I have practiced the most, I must be the nearest to perfection at. Sleep is probably the thing I've spent the most time in my life doing. It's probably the thing we've all spent the most time in our lives doing. Sleep. I do it mostly every night. But I'm far from perfect at it. And I should know how to do it. And I should be the best at it. See, from 2010 to 2015, I was a sleep researcher at a university in Hyde Park. I'll let you guess which one. I'll let you guess. Still like my old boss, so I don't want to go too much. I don't want to talk too bad about it, but here we go. We were interested in learning how people slept in their homes. See, in sleep research, all of the information that's gathered about people's sleep is done in a sterile, hospital-like setting. It's seen as the gold standard, a controlled, neutral environment. That is how medical research is done. But the team I worked with wanted to challenge that idea. If you've ever slept at a hospital, hotel, or anywhere that isn't your home, you'll know that you don't sleep in the same way. Right? Right? Yes. Yes. That is true. Thank you. It is true. Trust me. So to challenge the status quo, the team, also known as Kevin, would travel to people's homes that I didn't know. I would look around, jot down what I saw, and hook them up to wires, medical equipment, and study how they slept. A true, honest-to-goodness biomedical anthropologist. I was doing it, gang. I've been to pretty much every neighborhood in the city of Chicago. Me, carrying a small black rolling suitcase full of medical equipment, ringing doorbells, knocking on doors. I was like a weird door-to-door salesman peddling the idea of better sleep. No doors were ever slammed in my face, but I've experienced just about everything else. Parking downtown in the winter, walking a mile to a person's home, sweating through my shirt in the dog days of summer while dripping my own sweat onto them. Not cool. Their fault. They didn't have air conditioning. Hooking up medical equipment to people while an aggressive dog barks at you for 40 minutes. Hoarders. Weird roommates staring at you while drinking. It's a thing. People sleeping naked. Also, traveling to the suburbs. All of it. It's awful. Oh, so awful. Oh, that was the worst. Oh, you don't even know. 2 hours driving to Valpo, Indiana. Ugh. Oh, you have not lived. Okay. And what have I learned? People suck at sleep. I'm a person. I suck at sleep. Do you want to sleep better? Yes, of course you want to sleep better. Everyone does. It's pretty simple. Here's all you have to do. Eat well. Exercise. Don't drink caffeine after 5 p.m. Don't drink booze 2 hours before you're going to go to bed. Turn off all your lights, devices, and all your other hoopla about an hour before you go to bed. Have a nice, stable temperature in your bedroom every night. Oh, yeah, and go to bed at the same time every night and wake up at the same time every morning. That's all you got to do. Practice makes perfect.
Kevin Reeder, everybody. So I want to thank Kevin because he literally had no notice. He just walked in and we said, somebody didn't show up. Can you stand up and say something? And he, like a champ,